Welcome to Church Online. My name is Catherine and I'm from Lifehouse Tokyo. I'm so excited because this week we're starting a brand new series called Summer of Love, and it's all around the topic of love. Because did you know the Bible has incredible wisdom and truth around the topics of love, marriage, relationship, singleness, sexuality that can bring blessing into your life? Because God cares about all of these details, all of these things in your life. So join us on the journey over the next few weeks, and I just know that you're going to be inspired and encouraged. So when I say the words love and marriage, what picture or image comes into your mind? Is it something positive or negative? Maybe a bit of both. I think it can be challenging and confusing to get a real, accurate image of healthy, wonderful, real love, healthy relationships when we are surrounded by movies, media, and worldview that can paint sometimes an unrealistic or distorted, broken, or confusing image of what real love and relationships are. Maybe even some of us have come from broken homes, your parents had a difficult marriage, or you yourself were in a relationship and your heart was broken. With all of these things, it can be really difficult to get a positive, great view or image of a healthy relationship, of what real love can look like. And Proverbs, a book of wisdom in the Bible, encourages us with this nugget of wisdom. It says in Proverbs 29, verse 18, when there is no clear prophetic vision, people quickly wander astray. But when you follow the revelation of the word, heaven's bliss fills your soul. So without a clear vision, we can wander off the good path. But when we follow God's word and his teaching, we will experience his blessing, his peace, his joy, and his good plan. And doesn't that sound like something you want? So today I'm going to be sharing on getting a vision for love and marriage. And I'm trusting that you're going to get a vision of the kind of love that you can have and experience with Jesus in your life and Jesus leading your life. So why is getting a vision so important? Because seeing something with your own eyes and experiencing it firsthand is a game changer. Just take a look at this interesting illustration about, you know, getting a clear vision. So I was looking online and found these really hilarious pictures that were drawn by some medieval artists. So what had happened is these artists were sitting down probably with the canvas and drawing something. They were drawing animals and creatures that somebody else had seen. And this person was explaining to them what this animal looked like. But because the artists had never seen this actual animal or creature themselves, they had to kind of use their imagination or their limited frame of reference to try and draw this picture of something that they haven't ever seen. They'd never had a vision of it, right? And so the results of this are really entertaining. So come take a look at some of these pictures. The first picture here, any guess as to what this creature is? Ta-da. Well, this is actually an artistic impression of an oyster. Strange, right? I would never have guessed oyster because this looks like a very angry oyster. Let's take a look at the next one. Any guesses as to what this animal represents? If you guessed leopard, you get 10 points. If you didn't get leopard, I'm still going to give you 10 points because that was super difficult. I was born and raised in South Africa and have been on the amazing privilege to see leopards in real life on safari, and I would never have guessed from looking at that picture. So this is a funny illustration, but it just shows us the power of vision. Having a clear vision will help us to know what we can hope for and what we can walk into in our lives. And just as the wisdom from Proverbs encourages us, we can get a vision of love from God's word. So we're going to take a look at what does God's word have to say on love and marriage. So I'm going to dive into one of my favorite accounts in the Bible. And this story can be found right in the beginning of the Bible in a book called Genesis. And this is the first marriage that ever took place at the start of creation. Because did you know that marriage is God's idea? It's not a human invention or institution. This is God's idea. Marriage was God's idea. And this was the very first marriage that ever took place. And I think it paints a wonderful blueprint, you could say, God's original intent for what marriage is supposed to look like. It can give us a vision for our marriages or what we can hope for. So as we look in Genesis, we see that God creates the heavens and the earth, and then he creates the living creatures and the plants, and then he creates man, who is the pinnacle of his creation. The best thing he ever creates is mankind, and he forms man out of the dust of the earth, and he breathes his breath of life, and Adam comes to life. And Adam is different from anything else that God created, because and mankind is made in the image of God, God's representatives on earth. So in Genesis 2:18, the Lord said, "It's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make a suitable helper for him." So there were only animals around, and these creatures were amazing, but God says they were not a suitable helper. They were not the one for Adam. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs, then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." And that is why a man leaves his father and his mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. So here are some things that I love about the story and the vision for marriage that we can see. The first thing is, God says, it's not good for man to be alone. God looks at all of his creation. He's looking at everything. He's like, "Oh, this is good. This is good. This is good." He sees Adam all alone and he's like, "Whoa, this is not good. It's not good for man to be alone." He needed a suitable helper, a suitable companion for him. And God creates Eve out of man's side. And Eve is brought to Adam, and Adam is like, "Whoa." He is so super excited when he sees Eve. He's like, "This is the one." And we hear the first poem that that man ever makes in the Bible. He's like, "Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh." It's like this romantic poem. He sees woman and he's like, "Whoa." Next thing we see is that wife is a helper or a suitable ally. So when you hear this word helper, I know some people kind of maybe cringe or get a bit worried because that sounds like something lesser or like a servant. But this is not what God means at all when he says a suitable helper, that woman is a suitable helper for man. Actually, in the original language, God uses this same word to talk about himself as a helper. And we know that God as a helper is nothing lesser or servant-like. It's incredible. And God uses the same word to describe woman. She is man's helper that he really needs. And, she is the perfect match for man. We also see it's the same word for ally, to have an ally in battle. So that's what woman is for man. That's what a wife is to a husband. In the battles of life, you have a suitable helper, a suitable ally for you. How amazing is that? So a woman may have a different role, but she is equal. She is not less in any regards. And it's a picture of two parts of equal weight leaning against each other. How incredible is that, right? The next thing we can see is that God is an amazing matchmaker. He makes a perfect match. He matches one man and one woman together, and he unites them and they become one flesh, and they have no guilt or shame or baggage. It's really good. It's a healthy space, a healthy relationship. And it says that man will leave his family, woman will leave his family, and they will start a brand new family of their own. And so maybe you're single. I think this is a wonderful encouragement for you that you can trust God for your perfect match. Why don't you start praying if you aren't already for your perfect match? Because God matched, he matched a perfect, good match together to start a brand new family. What we also see in this story is partnership and purpose. I love this. I love this so much because it's like the love story doesn't just end when Adam and Eve find each other. That's just the beginning of the story. They are also blessed by God and they're given a purpose to be His representatives on earth, to be fruitful, to be multiplied, to rule over creation with God as partners. And so we see marriage is for children. They are fruitful, but marriage isn't just for children. It's not just about having children. That's a part of it, an amazing part of it. But there is purpose and partnership with God. It just gets bigger. There's an amazing package deal here. There's a lot thrown in there. And it says we get to partner with God in ruling over creation, bringing all the wonderful things of His kingdom and living them out here on earth. Man and woman together as like a dream team, a power couple, partnership with purpose for God. That's so amazing. Marriage is for purpose and partnership. And it says they walked with God in the garden. They were speaking to Him. How amazing. What an amazing picture. Can you imagine walking in a garden, talking with Him? How close is that? They enjoyed relationship with God. God was at the center of their lives and their lives were blessed. So some amazing things that we can see in this first marriage. It's not good for man to be alone. Wife is an amazing ally. They're brought together, matched by God to make a new family, and they're together for passion, purpose, and partnership, and they're walking in relationship with God at the center. This is a wonderful blueprint for a great and healthy marriage. So speaking of love and marriage, I've actually invited somebody special with me into the studio that I would like to share some things on love and marriage with. So stay tuned. It's going to be super exciting. So I would like to invite my husband, Adrian, into the studio to share with us. Hello, Adrian.
Hello, darling.
So we've been married for 12 years now, and how's that been for you, 12 years?
Honestly, marriage has been the best 12 years of my life, and marriage really does get better and better every year. When I married Catherine, when I married you, I was madly in love with her, and I think I'm more madly in love with you than I ever have been before. Yeah, so obviously on this journey, we are not perfect. We've had some tough things, tough conversations we've had to have, but we really are committed to a life of growth. And even we've just had this amazing No Sow, No Grow series, and I think that's been a key to our marriage is understanding that when you sow good things into your marriage, you're going to reap great things. Yeah. And so really marriage it to
it
you.
It just gets better, right? I love it. Better. It's awesome. Next 12 years is going to be even better.
Come on.
Awesome. And when I look back, I'm so thankful to God for matching us together. I think He's a really good matchmaker because I think the idea that I have of what I thought was a good match for me, if I think of that now, it's like, oh, I'm so glad. Like God knows better and He matched me with you. I'd actually come from like I had unhealthy relationships in the past, but when I decided to follow Jesus, He gave me a new vision for love and marriage, and I started wanting different things in my life because I was reading God's word and seeing what good healthy love and relationships were like, a marriage, and I did kind of make like a list, but I realized that list was kind of ridiculous because everyone's a work in progress and they're growing, just like. You know, I'm growing and God just knew the perfect person. When I think of all the things you are, I was like, God is such a good matchmaker. Did you have a list?
I did have a list, but just a funny thing is I didn't fit into anything on Catherine's list. I did have a list. I had one item on my list, one category, and the category was it must be Catherine. That was the only list I had.
No. And so the funny thing is that like and it's funny now, maybe it wasn't funny at the time, but Adrian actually liked me for like 2 years before I came around.
Two and a half years.
So maybe you want to share a little bit, the short version of the story.
Yeah, so when I was 19, I met Catherine, and within a few weeks or months of knowing her, I was like, this is the girl that I am madly in love with. I want to spend the rest of my life with her. And it took some time to get the courage to tell her, but one day I poured it all out. I told her how I felt, and I told her that I felt like we were going to get married and all of those kind of things. And And she asked to have some time to think about it. And the time was only 2 days, but it felt like an eternity. And she, after those 2 days, we kind of connected again. And she just said to me, "I don't feel the same way as you do. I see you more as a brother." And that is the worst thing.
You got brother zoned. Apparently that's worse than friend zoned.
So my heart was crushed and I was like, ooh, but we stayed good friends.
Yeah, we were really great friends.
We served on dream teams together, and 2.5 years later, something changed in her heart.
Yeah, it was all about the right timing. And
yeah.
And yeah, it was, I'm so glad I married you. God really knew when he was
so
putting us
you married me
together.
Too.
So I know in our singleness, we wanted our singleness to count for God. We wanted to serve God with passion and purpose. We've always wanted our lives to be part of God's purpose. And the same thing in our marriage, right? And so we like to call ourselves the A-Team.
Woohoo! Yeah, so as Catherine mentioned, even when we were single, before we got married, she was serving Jesus and she was loving people. And that's one of the things that really attracted me to her. And she is really beautiful. But we also, in marriage, we really felt God speak to us, and we wanted to live our lives on purpose. And we realized that in marriage, God puts two people together for a purpose. And so we've always tried to do that. And I'm her biggest fan.
I'm your biggest fan.
I love her, and I recognize and celebrate the gifts in her, and always as a husband really try and create as much space as I can for her, and she creates space for me, and together we love to pursue God. And that's why we are
different
in Japan
gifts together, right? Yeah, yeah, different gifts together, like it's a strength to us. Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's what led us to Japan. It was about purpose. It was together we felt God speaking to us and leading us to and we're so glad that we came to Japan.
Awesome. And I know we are not perfect by any means.
I think you may be perfect.
No, I know I'm not perfect. Our life has had ups and downs. Yeah. We're learning on a growing journey. But we have always seen that when we walked with God, we've had His blessing, and it's been a good journey. So what are some things that you could share have been like so key in us walking a good journey with God?
So from day one in our marriage, when we wake up in the morning, I go make us both a cup of coffee. I bring it to her. I sing her a song sometimes. It's a morning.
Because
I'm a bit bubbly in the morning. And then we go, she will stay in one room, I'll go to another room, and we spend time journaling and praying simple prayers. And we've learned the power of forgiveness. And so really, honestly, I don't think we would have such an amazing marriage if it was not for Jesus and for His words, and being able to every day get in the Word of God and learning the power of forgiveness, and also being part of a great church community. So from the day that we got married, we were part of, until now, we've been part of great church communities, and there we've had great role models, people who have taught on marriage, and so we really, really have been so blessed to have been given so much, equipped with so much to the words of Jesus teaching us and great church communities. Couldn't have done it without Jesus and a great church. So come on.
Awesome. I actually want to taste your drink.
Marriage.
This is what marriage is about, is you ordering a drink, but then wanting to drink your husband's drink instead.
You can always drink my drinks.
Thanks for joining me in the studio.
It's a pleasure.
Going back to the garden, the story of Adam and Eve, many of you know that paradise doesn't stay that way for very long. And Adam and Eve are deceived by the enemy into thinking that God is holding back good things from them. And they are tempted by the desire to judge for themselves what is good and what is evil in their eyes, instead of trusting in God's perfect plan. And that moment, sin and brokenness enters the perfect world, and their relationship with God is affected in a negative way. They have guilt and shame, and they are hiding from God. And, you know, we're not so different from Adam and Eve. I think we've all had times in our lives when we have done this. We have thought that God was holding back good things from us, and we wanted ourselves to determine what was a good path to walk down and what we thought was good and bad. And that path has taken us down a road of distraction or somewhere where we didn't want to go. But don't worry, the story doesn't end there. I love God's response after Adam and Eve sin. He does this. He turns to the serpent and he says in Genesis 2:15, I will make you and the woman enemies to each other. Your children and her children will be enemies. You will bite her child's foot, but he will crush your head. In this dark time, God already had an incredible plan for hope and restoration. He promises that a descendant of Eve will be crushed, but that they will also crush the enemy and defeat them once and for all. And this is an amazing prophetic promise about Jesus. We know that he was crushed, broken on the cross, and he then rises again and defeats the enemy in his resurrection once and for all, rises victorious. And because of that, we have an incredible hope. And I think this is such a great encouragement for us in having a vision for godly marriage and a blessed marriage, because of Jesus, we can experience healing, forgiveness, blessing, wholeness, and eternal life, no matter our past or the mistakes that we have made. And we are still invited to walk with him closely and enjoy a relationship with him, just like Adam and Eve did, walking close with him in the garden. We're invited to have that same relationship. We can have that same relationship with God, and we can have healthy marriages filled with passion, purpose, and partnership. It's so exciting. So maybe you haven't had a good picture of love, or if you've experienced the pain of broken relationships, well, I want to share with you the ultimate vision of love. In John 1:4-21, it says this: those who are loved by God, let his love continually pour from you to one another, because God is love. Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of him. The one who doesn't love has yet to know God, for God is love. The lights of God's love shine within us when he sent his matchless Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. He loved us long before we loved him. It was his love, not ours. He proved it by sending his Son to be the pleasing sacrificial offering to take away our sins. Jesus is the ultimate vision of love. How incredible. He loved us even before we knew him or wanted him. He sacrificed everything for us. What a beautiful vision of love. I'm so thankful for the love of Jesus. And this was my story. When I was younger, I was in broken relationships and searching for love in all the wrong places. And long story short, I was dragged one evening to church. There was a church drama on, and I really didn't want to go to this event, but I was there, and something incredible happened to me. I heard God speak to me, and he said in just such a clear way, spoken to my heart, Catherine, just give me a chance to show you how much I love you. And I opened my heart to Jesus, and that moment I was filled with his incredible, tangible love. I could feel God's love filling my heart. It wasn't just an idea of somebody else telling me about it. I could get a vision for it myself. I experienced his incredible love for myself. And from that moment, Jesus took me on an amazing journey of healing, and he gave me a brand new vision and a purpose. The key is Jesus. He is the ultimate vision of love. And today I would love the opportunity to pray for you to be filled with a vision of love from Jesus, to be filled with his love, just like I did when I opened up my heart. I felt God's love. God can fill you with his love, and he can give you a brand new vision, an amazing vision for love and marriage. So let's open our heart. I'd love to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus, for your incredible sacrificial love, that you loved us even before we knew you or wanted you. And I pray right now that everybody, wherever they are, would experience your incredible love in a tangible way in their lives. Would you come and heal people of hurts and disappointments and past brokenness, and that you would paint a beautiful picture in their hearts and their minds of the vision of love, you the vision of love, and the vision of love and purpose that they can have in their life for their future. In Jesus' name, amen. I also don't want you to miss this opportunity. Maybe you've heard about Adam and Eve having a relationship, walking with God, having such a personal, close relationship with you, and that is something that you want. Well, you are invited to this. You just have to open up your heart to Jesus and say, I want to have this relationship with you. So if you want to have a relationship with God, you want to start this amazing relationship, or maybe you want to come back to Him, I would love the opportunity to pray with you too. You can say this simple prayer right wherever you are. You don't need fancy words. You can just say this, open your heart, and God can do amazing things. So let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. That's so amazing. If you made this decision today, I am celebrating with you. It says the angels in heaven are celebrating with you. There's a big party happening. This is such an incredible moment. Why don't you let somebody know that you made this decision today? You can let a friend know. Maybe you have a Christian friend you can let know. Or you can even put in the chat, because we have an amazing bunch of people that would love to help you on your journey, because it's really good to have community around you to help you to know what are next steps you can take, or maybe you still have questions. Well, we would love to help you. So why don't you let somebody know you made that decision today? Also, if today's message encouraged you, why don't you subscribe to our YouTube channel, or why don't you like or share? Because you don't know, maybe just one click could mean that somebody else could be encouraged by this message and could start them on an amazing journey with God. So thank you so much for joining us, and it's going to be super exciting as we carry on this amazing journey of Summer of Love. So see you soon.